There are many benefits and blessings of reciting Durood e Pak, sending peace and salutations upon noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and our righteous predecessors, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. They've also persuaded us to recite Durood e Pak in abundance, whether they were awliya karam or tabi'in, tab'a tabi'in, even sahaba karam alayhim wa ridwan. They all have persuaded us to recite Durood in abundance. A very beautiful hadith which Imam Tirmizi rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions in Sunan Tirmizi. He narrates on the authority of Hazrat Sayyiduna Amirul Mu'mineen Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, إِنَّ دُعَاءَ مَوْقُوفٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا يَسْعَدُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ حَتَّى تُسَلِّيَ عَلَى نَبِيِّكَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Meaning the summary is that undoubtedly dua, it remains suspended between the earth and the sky and nothing ascends from it. Nothing ascends from it until you recite Durood upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever we make dua, whenever we supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must ensure that we send durood, salawat upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam before and after the dua. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.